Rick Perry almost skipped tonight's debate in Southern California. Texas is being ravaged by wildfires that have burned thousands of acres and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. Record heat and drought have fed those fires and focused some attention on the governor's environmental record. As NPR's John Burnett reports, Perry is a strong opponent of the Environmental Protection Agency, and he has expressed doubts that human activity is causing climate change.
Last month at a breakfast speech in Bedford, New Hampshire, when Rick Perry was asked about climate change, he gave this answer.
There are a substantial number of scientists who have manipulated data.
Perry said there are a substantial number of scientists who've manipulated the data so they would have dollars rolling into their projects. The governor went on to say that weekly, indeed daily, scientists are abandoning the theory of man-made global warming. Perry has long been a climate science doubter, a position that has endeared him to certain factions of the electorate. In his book, Fed Up, A Screed Against the Federal Government, Perry calls global warming a contrived, phony mess that's falling apart under its own weight. His statement in New Hampshire prompted blowback from Andrew Dessler, a prominent professor of atmospheric sciences at Perry's alma mater, Texas A&M University. Dessler fired off an angry editorial that appeared in papers around the country.
Well, if Governor Perry wants to talk to us, we can explain to him that the science of climate change is nearly 200 years old, and at this point we have a really well-validated and sophisticated understanding of how the climate system works.
The U.S. National Academy of Sciences and the science academy of every major industrialized nation believe that human activities, such as burning fossil fuels and cutting down forests, have contributed to increased concentrations of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which is heating the planet. Andrew Dessler says climate change is indisputably part of Texas's current calamity.
And what that means is it makes the heat more extreme, it increases evaporation from the soil, and that makes the drought more extreme. So we can be pretty confident that we've made the hellish summer that we just have gone through and we're sort of still going through, we've made this worse than it would have been.
The Perry campaign did not respond to emails requesting clarification of his remarks on climate change. If Rick Perry disdains climate scientists, that's nothing like his animosity toward the Environmental Protection Agency. Texas has more polluting industrial plants than any other state, and Texas SUVs and coal-burning power plants spew out more carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas, than any other state. The Perry administration has fought the regional EPA office in Dallas, which has been more aggressive under President Obama in trying to bring Texas polluters into line with federal regulations. Last November, Perry made his case on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
This administration came in about a year ago and said, you know, we don't really think we like the way that you guys are doing the permitting, and we're going to take it over. And I said, wait a minute. We cleaned air up more than any other state in the nation from 2001 through 2009, with the exception of Georgia. But we did a good job.
Right.
And we did it our way, the flexible permitting.
Texas has a flexible permitting program, which, as the name implies, gives industrial plants more flexibility in choosing how they'll reduce pollutants, which saves them money and costly pollution control upgrades. The current EPA has taken the position that the flexible permit program is too lenient and violates the Clean Air Act, a position also held by Texas's leading environmental organizations.
There's really nothing innovative about the flexible permitting system that Texas developed a number of years ago. It's really a gift to polluters.
That's Ken Kramer, director of the Lone Star chapter of the Sierra Club. Environmental advocates in Austin would all agree that Texas air has improved markedly, but they chuckle at what they see as the governor's audacity. He takes credit for cleaner air, which resulted, they say, not from state regulation, but from years of enforcement of the federal Clean Air Act, specifically from stricter national emission standards for vehicles, from EPA and citizens' lawsuits against polluters, and from the federally mandated statewide clean air program. Jim Marston is regional director of the Environmental Defense Fund.
The state of Texas claiming that the air is cleaner because of their flexible permits is a lot like the rooster who thinks that his crowing caused the sun come up.
Texas is still fuming that the EPA won the battle over the flexible permit program. In July, the agency announced that all the Texas industries that had flexible permits had accepted more rigorous federal air quality regulations. The Perry administration continues to fight the EPA in court and maintains this is a matter of states' rights. Let Texas take care of its own air. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.